that love, it gives us victory. It gives us hope. It causes us to overcome. If we just embrace the truth that He loves you. Come on. Do you believe that tonight? Come on, it empowers you. Hallelujah. It changes your life. Just that understanding that it wrecks you. It causes you to change. It causes us to just turns our lives when we understand and we grip it and we understand how much He loves us, how much He desires to be with us and for us to understand how much He loves us. Hallelujah. It gives us power. It gives us strength. It gives us joy. If you're hopeless, just receive that love. Take hold of it. And just by faith, believing, God will change our lives. Amen. God will change us. He'll give us hope when we didn't think we had it. Hallelujah. He'll give us victory when we don't think we could have it. He will give you victory, victory, victory because of His love. It changes things. It turns you. It sets you free. Hallelujah. So just receive it. If you got, man, I just, that word, the spirit of fear, that, listen, you got the spirit of fear. That is whatever that thing is, whatever that thing, whatever you have a phobia, whether you're afraid of God or not knowing who He is, I want you to know that God is not giving you a spirit of fear, but He's giving you of power, of love, and a sound mind, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. So I want you to receive what God has for you tonight. There's a word that God wants to release either through in our youth group, in Kelly's class, in the disciples' class, and I want you to receive it. And everybody said amen. Yes, hallelujah.
We can move closer if you want. Oh, how cute. I just wanted to open up with a song first. You probably heard it. And I wasn't even going to have a song until I got in the car on the way here because I didn't even have a chance to get that portion. And actually, we already played a song with Pastor Chris, but I really feel like this goes along with what I have tonight. And so you can stand, you can sit. It doesn't matter. But just listen to the words. Read the words. There's the words up there. You probably know it. It's an older one. But come to the water. Come to the water. Amen.
Torn between myself and your truth, these cursed memories forever seeping through. Oh, my thirst for myself left me wanting more, till I found myself face down on your shore. Come to the river. Trust in me, with no drink inside.
When he does that, amen, because that's what I have tonight, amen, is the water that he gives, amen, the water he gives. And if you take the water that he gives, amen, it will quench your thirst. It will quench your spirit. I'm telling it will. I mean, this water that we drink naturally, and when you get a thirst, you drink, okay? But he's talking about a water that he is talking about, and the water speaks of spirit. Amen. So when you take in his spirit, it will quench you, and you will never have that thirst. Amen. So, yes, I'm going off because this has been on our heart. Pastor Chris and I, he wanted this prayer, and he started calling. He said, the thirsty. So we were looking up scriptures, and God brought it. And I said, that's where we are. We are so, I believe that God is calling us to be thirsty, that there is more in him, to come up higher, to want, I've been saying in PowerFit for several weeks, that there's a more to getting more of God, getting intimate with him, getting closer to him, amen? And I believe that we have a desire to be satisfied. It's a longing within every one of us, is a desire to be satisfied. And the only satisfaction that we can find is Christ himself. He's the only one that can fill our needs. He's the only one that can satisfy us. When we are out in the wilderness, when we are in the desert places, it says that we can become parched and dry, and he is the only one who can fill us up. He's the only one that can give us that quenching spirit of himself. Amen. When you are thirsty, you cannot get it out of your mind. Think about it. When you are thirsty, that's all you can think about, right? I went to exercise last night, and I hadn't been there in a few weeks, months. and you kind of get out of that rhythm of that. And I was doing, the Zumba. It's a little routine, whatever. And I just love it because it gets your mind off of things. And when you're doing, I don't know if you've ever exercised or went to a class, but when you are doing that, you cannot, that's why I love it, because you can't think of anything else but what you are doing. And you have to, your mind, you're watching your little instructor, and you have to be on the next move, and it keeps you going. But however, you keep moving for that whole hour, you're going to get thirsty. And I got powerfully thirsty that I drank the whole water bottle, and I brought another one with me, and which caused me to get it into my system. Sometimes we get parched, and we get so we don't know what the need is, and we think we want to grab this or that. And most of the times we are thirsty. We're dehydrated. Amen? And we need this. Just like we need this to the natural, God says he wants to give us the living water. Amen? And I started reading about the water. Do you know we can buy distilled water? We can buy flavored water. Purified. There are so many waters out there. And then the brands alone, and the cost of it. you know, and Jesus says, come freely. Take, come, I will give it to you. And what is his is the living water. And you can't buy the living water. And only he can give it to you. Amen. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Amen. It says that only he can satisfy your innermost needs, your utmost, those desires, the things within you. Only he can satisfy them. Amen. Only he can bring relief. Only he can, when you are parched and weary and when things are getting heavy upon you, only he can bring you that satisfaction, that longing within you, that quenching of your soul, you know, your spirit. He puts that within you as you partake of him. We are designed to be satisfied. Jesus offers himself. Amen. And then we can go to John 7, 37 and 38. And I'll just give... Aiden, are you helping Mom? Look, he's helping Mommy. He won't look at me. John 7. 38 and 30, John 7:37-38. I can't even say. In the last day, the great day of the feast. So they're talking about the Feast of Tabernacles. So on the last day of that feast, Jesus stood and cried and saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Amen. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of what? Living waters out of him. So we have to take in Christ, okay? Take him in. It says, all those who are thirsty, come, take of me. And when you take in Christ, then you can pour out living waters out of yourself to others. Amen? That's when God says, give a drink to someone who is in need. When you have been filled up with Christ, you can give unto somebody that is in need. And that is what we're preaching in this house, in a sense, like Pastor Chris has been on his heart so much, is to give of ourselves. Give what is given unto you. I don't think we know what is in each of us. I don't think we know, because a lot of us have been sitting under ministries and under the Word, and it's been in and it's been put in. Let it come out now. God wants it to flow out of you like a river. Amen? Like a river. A river is not like a pond or a lake that is real still. A river is flowing. Amen? It's a rushing, mighty river. So let it flow out of you. Jesus, let it flow out of you. This is the version I'm going to read in the Amplified. It's the same thing that she had up there. And but I like this version too. It says, Jesus said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, who drinks and trusts and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water. I love that, because flowing continually. Amen. If you are partaking of him, and if you are coming to him, then others can partake of you. It's a life, it's a reciprocal force. Amen. It's a flow. And I just wanted to read this too. Sorry, my little, I know I'm getting like, I have to see. Have any of us, like, go back to school, and have anybody, we've been taught the water cycle in school, right? So the water cycle is, the rain comes down and fills up the streams that flow into the rivers, that flow into the ocean, and the waters evaporate from the streams, rivers, and oceans back up into the clouds, where eventually it comes back down again as rain. The whole process starts over again. So the rains come down, fill up all the little oceans and rivers and things, and then it evaporates back up, and then it just repeats itself. Amen? That is a cycle. It's in the world. That's a cycle that happens. So God wants us to be likened unto the water, just keeps recycling, and it is never lost. And he offers us living water through Jesus. Amen? When we receive it, we are filled to overflowing. We can then share the living water with others through love and kindness as the good news of Christ. But when we pour what we've received onto others, we don't lose anything because we are full to overflowing. Amen. Finally, the living water overflows in thanks and praise back to God. The living water is never lost because it continues to flow from God to us, from us, to others through Him, and then back to God. So it flows us, to others, back to God. It's a cycle. Amen? It's a cycle. Give, it shall be given. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Is this helping anyone? I know this is helping me. So, 'cause I want, not me, the pastor, I think the Lord wants in this house to be such I can't even say the words, just so overflowing, so filled up with God, that we have an answer for anybody that comes in this house that has a need. Amen? Whether you have a lack in your body, whether you have a lack in your family, whether you have a lack in your finances, amen? That we have an answer because we have waited on Jesus and because we have desired of Him intimately and because we desire that river to flow in us, Him, the life-giving Spirit of Him to flow in us, we can give out to others. Amen? Hallelujah. That is our heart. God invites us. He said, just come. Come. Amen. Isaiah 55:1. Come, everyone who thirsts. Come to the waters. He repeats that over and over again. Come. Isaiah 55:1, it says, I love that. Ho. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Everyone that thirsts, come to the waters. You don't have to have money to buy it. You don't have to have anything to receive it. He says, all He is asking you is to come. It's not a price that you have to buy it. He is saying, just come and receive it. Amen? You don't have to buy it. Without money, without price, just receive. Amen? And it's upon us, okay? That it's upon us. We have to reach out. We have to receive it. Hallelujah. Grasp it. Reach out. And it's in Him. Hallelujah. In Him. We have to grasp what He has. Each one of us has access to Jesus. And no one has been left out. Every one of us, amen, can come to Jesus. Every one of us has access to the same life-giving water, but we have to want it. I can't make you drink. He can't make you drink. You have to want it. You have to want the life-giving water. You have to come to Him, seek Him, and receive it. Hallelujah. All He says is just come and receive it. Amen. Each one of us has access to it. If anyone desires to drink, they may. And I know it's redundant. Just come. Just come. Amen. You have to drink. You have to accept the invitation. Amen. We can satisfy thirst if we drink. It's like if I stand thirsty with a glass of water in my hand and don't drink it, what good is it? If I'm thirsty and I have this, I have to put it to my mouth, put it to my lips, and to actually partake of it. But if I don't do it, what good is it? I have to partake of it, amen, for it to be of any effect. In fact, I'm a little thirsty. I am a little thirsty, but I can't. Did you ever get that, like, you know, I was reading too, dehydration can kill you. Starvation is another whole thing, but it might not kill. Dehydration, they said, is one of the worst feelings your body can go through. One of the most terrible things, like, you know, you can go without food, but there's not much you can do if you're without water, it's dangerous. It's dangerous for your body, but it's Even Christ on the cross, when he was on the cross, he was thirsty, but he would not drink. He could not partake of that. They tried to get him. I think that he did. Didn't he taste of some wine? It was like a cheap wine, you know. And but he was so thirsty, and I just remember, you know, him crying out to the Father, Father, take this. You know, he didn't want this weight upon him, but he knew he had to, because Pastor's been saying everything that Christ took to the cross, he took for us. Even that thirst that we don't know how to feel it, you know, he took that to the cross. I believe that we know he has given us a pattern in him that we can feel it with Christ. Listen, he's the only one who can satisfy. I said it before, only one who can satisfy. You can try to get it through, you know, being successful. You can try to get it through your own means. Nothing will satisfy you but Christ and his living water. Amen. Like I said when I first started, the greatest thing is the water that Jesus offers, this life-giving spiritual water that he offers, will never run dry. Amen. If you are filling up with him daily, it will never, ever run dry. Amen. Because it's spirit. It is the spiritual life-giving within you. Amen. And it won't run dry. Hallelujah. When we are weary, when we're dry, when we're going through situations, just come, get before him, wait upon him, just fall down on your knees. All he says is come. You don't have to be in a church service. You don't have to be before Pastor Chris. You don't have to be, he says come wherever you are and fill up of him. Amen. Just get on your knees. Wait before him. Stand in his presence. God, I need more of you. Today, I needed more of God. I stood in his presence. And I said, God, I want more. I know there's more. And not just for me, but for this house. And I have Pastor Chris too. When I say I mean, like, we have such a desire to see this house flowing in life and purpose and joy and victory and financial freedom, every area. Amen. And I believe the answer for all of life's issues is here in this house, here in the house, the church. Amen. It's found within Christ. Amen. And I believe he says, just come. And that's like, my heart is to just draw people. I want to draw people to him by the way they see me, the way they see us living. Amen. That they know that there's something different about each and every one here. They know there's something different about you. What it is, you have been with Christ. Amen. They see that. They see that life within you. Amen. Isaiah 58:11. Well, she's quick. And the Lord, hallelujah, shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Hallelujah. Did you guys see that? It's found right in the Word of God that let the Lord guide you. Not just once in your lifetime, continually, every day, every moment, every time you wake up, every time you think, every time you breathe, let him guide you with what you have to say or do, or you may be sitting writing out your bills. Let God guide you in that area. You may be praying for your children. Let God guide you in that area. You may be going to have lunch with a friend. Let God guide you, because it's not by chance you're meeting with that person. Amen. Let God guide you continually. Amen. And he says he will satisfy your soul in drought. When you don't have times where you feel like you have nothing, when you feel like you are parched, when you feel like you are torn, when you're in a desert place, he says, come. Just come before me, and he will do the satisfying. Amen. He will satisfy you and make And make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a water garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Right by my house, actually, like 5 minutes, there is a spring, and I see people going to it all the time. I mean, they bring their jugs by the ton, and every time probably I go past this spring by my house, there is somebody always parked there filling up a jug, a container, or whatever it is. And it's like that. It never does it ever run out. Every time I go past it, there is water gushing out of that spring. It's a spring. It never runs dry. And that is what the Lord is saying. Come, I don't run dry. I don't run dry. I will give you, and you will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring, that the waters fail not. That you will just be continually, because you are in Him, and He, you know, He's ministering to you, and then you give it out, just like I said, that cycle. Amen. So that's what we are to be, filled with water that never fails, never stops, never stops. Amen. To be satisfied with Him. Hallelujah. It keeps going. Amen. And when we are filled with the water Jesus offers, it does not stop with us. Hallelujah. It's like it gushes out of us. That's what I want. It just to, His Spirit, His life, His very essence, presence just gushes out of us. Amen. That it can minister to those that are in the house. Amen. Do you believe that Christ is within you? We do. If Christ is within you, we need to activate. We need to stir up the gift that is within us and give it. Amen. Give it out. I know you were in the disciples, you know, the ones that are in here have been in the disciples. Almost all of you. You have been in the disciples, and that's what Pastor Chris has empowered you. Amen. And told you guys, listen, it is within you. It's not about one man, one ministry. It's about a body ministry. We are one. Hallelujah. And we go out and give what is within us. Hallelujah. Give. Fill it. Fill up yourself and then give it. Amen. Give it out. Hallelujah. It keeps coming and it touches those we touch. Amen. We have living water that gives us power, joy, and hope. Amen. And it will bless others. Listen, because you've received the love, the joy, the hope, the peace, because you have received it, then they can receive it also. Amen. What does this world need? More love. What does this world need? More joy, more peace. It is in turmoil like it never before. Like craziness, things are happening. Just, you turn on the news, you can't hear one good report. It's all negative, negative, negative. People need what we have. People need what our churches have. People need what Christ has. Amen? And it is that living water, that Spirit that can break anything, any addiction. I believe it can break any curse, any defeat, any financial bondage, if you feel like divorce, it can break that. Amen. It can break that. The Spirit of God can break that. Hallelujah. And I was like, unto a desert. And when I said earlier too about dehydration, it is the most terrible of all sufferings, is dehydration. Terrible. And the desert is almost liking unto thirst-provoking, okay? Thirst-provoking. So if you're in a desert place, sometimes that wants to steal the thirst that was within you. It wants to take and rob from you, amen? It wants to stop your receiving, amen? If you're going through a desert area, you're parched. You're dry. You are thirsty. It provokes you, amen, to thirst. And Jesus is saying, come when you are in those areas, and I will give you this life-giving water. Hallelujah. Um, And that's what I said about rivers. Have any of you ever been to, like, I can't think of the name. No. The horseshoe, the falls. Niagara Falls. Never been there? Gotta go sometime. I've been there a few times, not a lot. I want to say maybe, well, when I was a child, and then with my husband, probably 3, I think. Amazing. Have you ever been at the falls? You've never been there either? You've been there? Have you been there? You've never been there either? We got to go as a trip. We should go. If you have been, I mean, it is amazing. Niagara Falls, they call it the Horseshoe Falls, and, you know, it goes kind of in a horseshoe. And there's nothing like it. There can be other places in the world I might not be aware of, but I know this place. I've been there. I've seen it. And when that water gushes over that ledge and it comes down, there's nothing like it. It cannot be stopped. It cannot be quenched. Nothing can stop. People have tried crazy things over the falls, you know. They also have a boat. I think it's called Maid of the Mist. And you can go on this boat and get pretty close to the falls. And they make you wear these little rain things. And you get all wet, kind of. And all yucky. Yeah. And I didn't like that part. I'm not a big rain person. But you can get close to it and feel the sheer power of it. It's magnificent. Amen. And I was reminded today about this Niagara Falls, how powerful and awe-inspiring it is. And just like that, God reminded me that His life-giving water is like that. You cannot stop it. You cannot, by no means. It is powerful. It is rushing like a mighty river. Sometimes, you know, we get lots of rain. We've been getting lots of rain, and it overflows its bank. It's then it rushes, you know. That's what God wants us to be, like a river that spills over its banks, that we get out of our comfort zone and go out and be who we are called to be. Amen. It's like the Holy Spirit is just living and breathing and moving within us. Hallelujah. And He does not want to be quenched. He does not want to be stopped. And we have to take, in a sense, our hands off and let Him just move and have His very being within us. Amen. Let Him move and breathe and have His being within each and every one of you. Hallelujah. And flow like a mighty river. It will touch others. Hallelujah. It will touch others. Don't hold back. Rivers change things. They change course. They change depth. And they can run deeper. Amen. So just like us, I'm likening it unto us, that we can change, that we can run deeper, that we can overflow. We don't have to stop or hold back. Amen. And then I don't have a whole lot because I feel like I'm repeating the same thing, but I was just reminded too as I was driving here of the women at the well. And we all know the story. We don't even have to look it up. We know the story that she had a need. And she came with her water pot, whatever, to draw water. And we know the story. She came, and on the well where she was to draw water sat Jesus. And she was hurt, and she was broken. And she wasn't even supposed to associate with this man, Jesus, because he was not of the same lineage or the same tribe. And he was a Jew and she was a Gentile. You know, she wasn't even supposed to associate with him. But he spoke to her and says, give me a drink. You know, give me a drink. And she says, what? What are you talking about? You know, and we know her story. She had a horrible past, and she was with one husband and two husbands, and with, I think they said she was with her fifth one. And, you know, she didn't know. She didn't know any other way. She didn't know about this life-giving water. But that day, Jesus sat upon her well of her natural thirst, and He wanted to give her the life-giving well of water from Him that never runs dry. And I was thinking, I was like, Lord, I want to be like that woman. In a sense, like, she just left everything behind. She knew she was broken. She knew she was, there was so much going on in her life. She knew, but she said, I want this water that you talk about. I want this. I believe that we as a church need to desire, like she did, to just leave it all, and desire Him more above anything. And when you get that life-giving water, it says He touched her, gave her this gift of Himself, and she couldn't hold it back. She went back and told everyone she knew. And that's what I'm talking about, church, that we receive it and don't hold back. Take it out and give it, amen. Give everything you have within you. That if God has given life-giving within you, give it, amen. Share it. Don't hold it back, hallelujah. Don't hold it back. I'm sorry if that took, I guess it didn't take as long. Pastor Chris is still ministering, but you want to put on that, is that song in there from... Let me see. Sorry, guys.